Hey, who spilled the beans on the brand new head of the CIA?
Just FYI, I just got an alert from the official Turkish news agency saying that Mike Pompeo has arrived.
Why, Turkey, of course. Despite this being a supposedly secret mission, Mike Pompeo is in Turkey today. Borzu Dargahi is a Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News who says that the top-of-line agenda item is whether Turkey and the U.S. can see eye-to-eye on the Trump approach to fighting ISIS in Syria.
I think that there's a lot of issues that need to be discussed. Is there a possibility of rejuvenating or improving the relationship after it became rather frayed during the last years of the Obama administration? I'm sure that's on the agenda, but there's also sort of pressing, more acute issues that involve Syria and to a lesser extent, perhaps Iraq. But, you know, Syria is the issue. Turkish troops and allied Syrian forces are fighting against ISIS in al-Bab, in and around the city of al-Bab, and they're badly bogged down. According to some accounts, the Turks are a little overwhelmed by this battle to take control of this ISIS-controlled city. And it was supposed to take weeks. It's now been months and months since the Turkish incursion into Syria. And, you know, there seems to be no end in sight. And the Turks are looking for help with that regard.
Is the U.S. trying to get more assets on the ground? Are they reiterating where they've been, where they're using bases from Turkey to operate inside of Syria?
I think that another issue is about Raqqa, the strategy for Raqqa. The Turks have been arguing strenuously under the Obama administration, as well as since Trump has been inaugurated, that the U.S. should not use the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces to take Raqqa. The Turks are very worried about how having this Kurdish-led force taking this Arab city will embolden their own Kurds in Turkey. And they do not like at all the particular Kurdish-led force that is leading this battle and that has been partnered with the U.S. Now, you heard a couple days ago that the U.S. administration has torn up the battle plan for Raqqa and left it in limbo a little bit. I'm sure that there is a little bit of coming here, talking to the Turks, see what they have in mind, if they have an interesting counterproposal as to how to take Raqqa. Because right now, there's no Turkish forces or Turkish-friendly forces anywhere near Raqqa. And I think that's going to be a big issue for the Turks and the U.S. is to figuring out how, if there's any kind of possible way of doing a battle for Raqqa that does not involve what Turkey considers a very much an adversary.
So would this involve actually a new basing in southeast Turkey? The CIA already has a base there, but would the U.S. and Turkish forces replace the Kurds in fighting Raqqa? That would be a serious escalation from the Turkish side of Syria.
Well, I think that the Turks have been pushing for that, and the Turks have been working with the Pentagon over the last few years in trying to train up a Syrian-led force to take on ISIS in both Raqqa and other parts of northern Syria. But those efforts went nowhere, and they were, you know, somewhat disastrous, according to some tellings. So, you know, they haven't had a lot of good luck doing that. I'm sure the Turks will push for that. I know that there was some sort of training underway, not necessarily at that alleged CIA base in Reyhanlı, but in other places scattered throughout Turkey, including in Sanli Urfa, the town of Sanli Urfa. But nothing has come of that yet. Meanwhile, you know, the Kurds, the Syrian Kurds, have a very, very effective, very, very emboldened force of men and women who are fighting against ISIS and have been fighting against ISIS and have fought effectively in ISIS. And they have this force pretty much surrounding Raqqa, at least in the outskirts. And they're just, you know, waiting for orders and air support to start the battle in earnest. So I think it's going to be a tough sell for the Turks to convince the U.S. to ditch this force that's already there and go with another strategy.
Borzu Dargahi, Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News, speaking to us from Istanbul, Turkey. Thanks so much, Borzu.
It's been a pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.